Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. And I'm glad all of you are here, including our live audience, as small as it can be. We're in a very tiny studio. But also, Also, want to thank you for showing up on a Wednesday, the hump of the week, isn't that what they call it? Hump week.
Humpity, hump.
We're going to be doing some really insightful readings and hopefully maybe bring a smile to you to your Wednesday. So I want to first mention, as I always do, because we do have listeners, we've noticed they're all over the world who will be tuning into the show on Blog Talk Radio.
We also on Facebook, too.
Yes, very true. So I'm not discounting any of you either.
Nope.
I'm using ordinary playing cards.
Excuse me.
Not tarot, not, what else do I say, oracle, not
angel,
not rebel, not any of the many, many wonderful systems that are out there. Back in the day, and we're going back probably a good kind of 20 years on this, I decided that I should focus completely on grandma's teachings rather than study this one, that one, the other one. I was too afraid that the philosophies of different card reading methods would somehow influence this one. So I stayed, I would get readings. I love tarot readings, that kind of thing, but I didn't want to learn it. It was best to keep it over there instead of over here.
Mm-hmm. It's a preference, you know.
So that is Jimbo speaking up, and he's going to take over now and give you the ins and outs of the show.
A lot of important things, like this show is for entertainment and informational purposes only. We hope everybody enjoys themselves. That's our disclaimer. We must give it. If you're an international listener, viewer, either and or, let us know. You will get a shout out. We've already had some on our pre-show, you know, before we went and started Blog Talk, fired it up. That number, 515-602-9676, that is the numero uno way to call in and get a free reading. You call in, and you can Skype in. Just let you know, you can Skype phone numbers. I didn't know that until we started doing this. But you can do so, and we get Skypers. When you do call in, you'll hear some automated stuff telling you're going on hold, and you'll hear the show, and you will be on hold, and we will see you on a list. You won't be forgotten. You're good. You're not calling the government. You're not calling number 150,000, which means you won't get in for 10 weeks if you stayed on there. You'll get in. It'll be cool. And if you drop, call right back, because it does happen. Cell phones, they just drop just for no reason. Sometimes there's a reason, but we don't know it. When you do get on the phone with us live, please take the speakerphone off, Bluetooth off. If you can, there's laws and stuff where you can, but can't guarantee the success of your call, because by the time that comes out on our end, it can be choppy, and we might not be able to communicate. Also, background noises and multitasking. Don't do that. It's fine to do when you're on hold. That's what else you're going to do when you're on hold. Might as well do something, but as soon as we say, hey, you're live, find a place to park it. Park the butt in a good, quiet place, because those background noises can wreak havoc on our end by the time you get through to us. Then the other method of calling is, if you cannot call on a phone, which our overseas folks, yeah, you can't typically, unless you're a bazillionaire and have a plan ring call all over the globe for nothing. Well, it ain't nothing, that's for sure. But anyway, you can Facebook Messenger Deborah Lee. But you must be friends with her in order to do so.
And you will come out on this very lovely Facebook portal.
That's the platform we use. Yes. Yeah. You guys typically are phones, very typical. It's phones or your desktop, laptop, tablet.
And I keep it turned toward me, so you don't have to worry. the entire world will not see you in your jammies.
If you choose to do video, you can also do audio. It's your preference.
Yeah.
We will let you decide that. Well, we have no choice. You're going to decide when you make the call. But we don't have a preference.
And please forgive him. He suffers seasonal allergies where the medicine doesn't even touch it.
When I sit in this room.
And I don't understand.
I don't need a handkerchief or anything the other 19 billion hours a day. Maybe I'm exaggerating since it's only 24 hours in a day. But as soon as I sit down in here and I take some pills, but it is what it is. Last but not least for getting a free reading is if you can do neither, if you cannot call us on the phone nor messenger us, and it happens. We get a lot of people that can't do that for whatever reason, work or something. We'll turn to you folks and you can type your question in when we ask. But either way, for the ones that aren't going to messenger us or the ones that will type the question, don't do it until we ask. Especially the messenger folks. We can't put you on hold. This thing will automatically go live if we answer. It'll sit there and ring, go, brr, 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 brr. So please don't.
How did that go?
Yeah. Anyway, because we're going to answer it and hang up because we're not ready for you. So just wait till we say, hey, do it now, that type of thing. People with a phone call, you can call them, stack up, listen to the show. You're good. We see you on a list. I add you to the list, and I make sure I keep track of your order, because chaos is order, and order is chaos. I think we were there. Terry Sue from the UK has just showed up.
Terry Sue.
International shout-out.
Glad to have you.
International shout-out, and we are going to go to our first call.
Oh, wait. I need to throw in one more thing. Excuse me.
Stand by, first caller.
Bear in mind that the insights that come through in your reading are based on the potential for becoming reality within your, your life. That's what I meant to say. The framework of your life. And the thing is, some things will keep coming towards you. Some things will pass out along the way. Others around you are making decisions and choices on their own lives that are naturally going to fluctuate what's going on in your life.
Events may never take place that are seen now.
Is where I'm going with
this. And people you may not meet that are showing up in your cards, but they have maybe made some decisions and changed their path.
And the best you can do is think to yourself, what's meant to be will be, and it will come to you. And I could sit here for 3 hours and tell you all the different times that things have come true, that some were even like miracles that blew my mind.
Sure.
So we all just need to remember that. Plus, please don't ever give money to somebody who says, oh, you have something really bad in your reading. And if you give me X number of dollars, I will perform a spell to take that off of you.
That's pure scam.
Don't do it.
There's nobody. If they did have that power, they would also be benevolent enough not to take money for doing so.
You're exactly right, boy.
Anybody that's taking money, they can't do squat with it except spend your money.
And that's what you're going to find if you learn this method using playing cards. People are going to dismiss it as, oh, that's that fortune-telling stuff.
Crystal ball.
Yeah, and that stuff is, ooh, scammers. You're going to end up facing that. Just remember, you don't ever have to try to convert a skeptic. Leave them alone.
Yeah.
They're only going to keep challenging you. If you find somebody is never accepting what you offer them, time to give up and move on. So,
Laura from Canada. And Laura, you know what? We're given these readings. You can only get one a show. You know, if you want more, you go to... You can arrange private readings, and you can have her for whatever block of time you want and do a gazillion readings in a row. You can learn. You can take her course when it goes online. You can learn to do it yourself, and you can sit there and do your own cards all day long if something's really bothering you. And keep an eye on that one subject and see if you can actually see that it slightly changed or not changed and see it get closer to it happening. So anyway.
Yeah, you want to track things, see how they're going.
Right, yeah. Anyway, like I said, this is a lot. This is we do these shows when we can. Mondays are guaranteed unless it's a Canadian holiday or somebody's sick.
Yeah.
Fridays are pretty solid. Saturdays are getting more solid. Wednesdays are pretty solid. And you guys know that we just do random Tuesday, Thursday, Sunday stuff. Whenever.
If the spirit moves us.
Word up on that dog.
We're here.
All right, let's go to our call-us.
Alrighty, now we will.
Hang on, I got to do my tracking here real quick. Update my list. See how they don't list them in order anymore. That's why I track it, to be fair.
All right. Our fourth caller, we're going to area code. Got to come on, take the time. Well, 651, I heard some noise. 651, Minnesota, 651.
Hello there. And this is Sharon.
Hi, Sharon. How are you?
I'm okay.
Well,
great.
I was under the weather yesterday, pretty much. You know you're not doing well when it's early in the day and you say, I've got to go to bed.
Got to lay down.
But today, Greg is telling me today, I think it's a lot of seasonal allergies.
Yeah.
All right. Let's have us, Sharon. What brings you to the show?
I wanted to know if you could tell me who my spirit guides are or what their names are or if I have any.
Well, by the way, I want to mention to you, I have a very, very nice meditation that I'd be happy to pass along to any of you. It's free. I received it at the university I attended when I was taking a class in meditation. And frankly, I'll tell you, I did not believe in meditation at the time. I thought it was a bunch of hooey, really. And then I started to take it, and I was like, wow, this must be what drugs are like. Because it's like it opens everything up for you. So I will look for you the best, and I'll see if I get any names, all right? Otherwise, the best thing you can do, and I believe the meditation is called Meet Your Guides. Anybody is welcome to it.
Sounds like that would be a good one for her.
Right. And all you have to do is send me a message through the show if you're on the...
All right. Otherwise, the best thing you can do...
I had to do this because we got Facebook. That's going to do it one more time.
Maybe you should have a pair of headphones.
I'm not going to do you any good because our show comes on these speakers. We can't mute them.
Yeah. Oh.
Or you'll cut her out.
So anyway, let's see, where was I? Oh, you will get the names in that meditation. I got mine. And there was one, he looked very handsome, very elegant, and he stared at me a lot. And I went to the high priestess of a coven that I was familiar with, that I was actually teaching the high priestess to do this method.
Uh-huh.
And I asked her, I said, he's telling me his name is Fernando, and he's staring at me. And she said, you stay away from him. Right away, she picked up that I had dissed him in a previous lifetime, and he wanted to get me to lock gazes with him so he could, I don't know, do stuff.
To the voodoo that he do.
Okay, we'll give this a shot, but I have Christiana's, should I send it to her or do you want to?
Sure, you can send it to her.
Okay, anybody else? You can email me or you can send it through the Facebook. What do you call that thing, the chat? The chat? Okay.
I don't think you want them to do that because, hey, Jalen. I don't think you want to do that because sometimes the chat log is not reliable.
Not during the show. Have to be after.
Well, then they would have to messenger the Psychic Love Doctor show.
They can do that.
Yes, there's chat.
Or you can email me.
Jalen would like a copy also. But
okay, if you need to, send me an email at Deborah@psychiclovedoctor.com. Anybody who wants it, I got tons of them, by the way. And the rule is I'm able to share them. I'm not able to ever sell them. So
neither should you.
Right.
For people that want
to be
entrepreneurs
Just pass them along, but, don't try to...
Take a penny, leave a penny, just like at the store.
Kind of pretty much, yeah.
Yep.
And they're guided. Okay. And the woman's voice, oh, my God, she makes me weak when she talks. So I'll do that for you.
Okay.
Could you just post a link to your show page? Or to the meditation, or it's not on the internet?
No, it's in my file.
Okay. We'll talk. We'll discuss about it. So it might be a better way so you don't have to
Because you might get like a million people trying to do something. So, well, we will talk about it ourselves.
The 15-minute ones are easy to send, but the 30-minute ones end up going to that place.
Oh, that's, yeah, that's...
I don't know what it's called.
Well, I know what you're saying, too. Yeah.
And I have to...
30 minutes is a long time.
What? It goes fast. All right.
Yeah, we're getting off track here. We got to get back to Sharon's reading.
You are like me, Sharon. You have front and foremost a male and a female. I have one, too.
Her name is... Oh, okay.
Go ahead. You can talk.
No, I was saying... No, go ahead.
There's likely many others. These are the ones that are coming forward, okay?
Okay.
The female one I had, her name was Amma, and oh, my God, she was beautiful. And I don't doubt yours is, too, because I'm getting this sense of radiance from her. Now, it's interesting what these cards are saying. The male, and I'm seeing if I can grab his name. To me, it begins with an L. And it's, and believe me, it's not Lestat. Isn't that the name of that vampire? Lestat in the Vampire Diaries or...
Unfamiliar with
I
it.
I don't know.
Unfamiliar with it. Yep.
To me, it begins with an L. And maybe you'll get it through okay. these. And it's what I find interesting is he's with you around your home. He keeps
okay.
a real good close eye on you around your home. She, on the other hand, travels with you when you are out
oh.
in the field. So personally, I've never really seen that before, but it's definitely in your cards. And
okay.
do you have plans at some time in the future? You didn't ask, but when I see something really prominent, I like to bring it out. Do you plan at some time, or would you like to relocate at some time on the road?
Well, I'm not really locating, but I've been thinking a lot about possibly going to Africa for like a month.
Touch the rainbow.
So,
wow.
Yeah, into Liberia.
Is this as a mission or is this simply as a vacation?
It's more like business.
Business.
Business opportunity, I guess.
Yeah.
Intercontinental business opportunity.
I feel
yeah.
that if you go, Sharon, it's going to blossom into more than that. And I feel that there's a card here that indicates at a distance. And a lot of times it'll also mean making a home there. So, you know, you can have a home down there in St. Paul, Minnesota. Or Minneapolis.
Right.
Or Twin
and
Cities.
And you could also have another, you know, like a lot of people have different homes around the world. That could happen for you.
So people, it's where they lay their
yeah.
head is home.
That's true.
Right.
And when I teach
a little Metallica
it,
for you.
Well, oh, yes. And when I teach the home card, we have to remember that everybody has a different conception of what home means.
True that. It does.
Right.
That is very, but is
yeah.
definitely relative what you think it means. Yep.
So I don't have a pen with me, but make sure that I do not overlook sending you and anybody else. Remember, you can email me.
Email is your best bet. That's, and we've all been talking about email the best bet. The messenger thing, that could be hit or miss too. There's some auto replies on psychologdoctor.com and they can get dropped at a loss. Your best bet is the email thing.
And then I'd love to hear back from you on how it went.
Yeah, I'm not sure if I like I said, I was just thinking. I've been thinking very much about it, but I'm just not sure if I should go or not.
It's a big deal.
So, oh, they're very. These two are very attentive to you.
But it's a gigantic decision, one that should not be
yes.
made hastily. So she's good to
think
about
right.
it. You should think on it, sleep on it, you know.
Her,
it.
The female one. That has been out with you. My sense is she has protected you many times from losing your life. Yeah.
Okay. Well,
really?
Nice to know you have somebody in your corner there.
It's nice to know, isn't it?
You got that going for you.
Yes. Well, you know, I'll say it's just a funny, well, not a funny thing happened, but an interesting thing happened to me. I had a rollover car accident.
Oh.
And I was thrown from the car. It was winter, and I went in the ditch, or flew into the ditch, and I just was just gently, feel like let down into the reeds and the snow in the ditch, and I nothing really happened to me. I always wondered what happened, or why something more serious didn't happen.
Many a time.
He played a role in that, and I think you're going to get some amazing insight out of the meditation. I didn't give her name, but it's something with an S that's very hard to pronounce.
With an S?
She's thinking like Sequana or
Okay.
I can't quite get it.
The name thing is, you'd have to be doing readings for a long time to probably finally nail that down.
Yeah.
That would be like a winning the lottery if you nailed the name down that quick you could actually rely on and say you're really sure about it.
So I just kind of throw out a little insight.
Sounds like, sort of like, kind of like is what she's seeing right now, but, you know, that might come later.
So, Sharon, thank you for calling us.
Yeah, that's cool.
Excuse me. Let us know if you do go to Africa. I think it's going to be an extremely blessed experience for you.
It's cool. Just make sure you have a plan B.
That's great.
You go south, you know. Yeah. Always have a plan B in case.
Especially nowadays.
What happens if I go there and these different things could happen? What is my exit plan? You know, have a plan B is all. Don't plan for the worst, but always have a backup plan.
And they're saying, this is going to come out funny, but this is true what I'm saying here, that monkeypox they're finding is primarily transmitted through sex.
We're thinking right now.
So
don't have
any while you're there.
Yeah, of course not.
No.
Yes.
No, I won't.
No, you just stay very celibate and clean, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you, sir. Nice to hear from you.
Very, very nice. Very
thank
nice.
You. I appreciate the reading.
Yeah. Yes. Absolutely.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
All right. Where am I?
Two, three, I think, is second.
I would like to speak about something.
Wasn't that interesting, though? That was an interesting call.
Sure, absolutely. We had a phone caller
drop.
You might want to call back if you can. Some people don't have a small little window. They got to go to work, or they're driving through a tunnel or something. We understand. But if you
or
if
maybe
you got
they get a call that they have to take.
Yeah, sure. You got to do what you got to do. Anyway, call back when you can. We got time here.
Oh yeah.
We got time. I wanted to mention a couple things that first of all, this show's
Terry Sue, thank you.
Yeah. And I'm going to
they're not real.
We're 7 minutes short of the halfway point, but let's knock it out because we might go through a blitz. Let's do it. Let's do the halfway point thing. Disclaimer, like we started out with, this show is for entertainment informational purposes only. We hope everybody enjoys themselves. Number to call in, 515-602-9676. That is the primary means of communication. Messenger is Deborah Lee, Facebook Messenger, but do not messenger us until we ask because we got a caller and we have to be prepared. It doesn't go to automatic hold like our blog talk radio does, so we have to actually be ready for you. Otherwise, we got to go, nope, when you do it. And folks that maybe can't do either, just hang on. We're not even quite through the halfway point of the show. We often do turn to the folks that can only type their question in, the Facebook Live viewers, and if you stick around, if you can, we will turn to you when we can. So on that note, we are going to go to area code 423, which is Tennessee. 423, you're the next caller.
Hi, welcome to the show. Who's on the phone with
us? It's Damien.
Well, hey, Damien, how are you?
Oh, yeah, what's up, buddy? We just talked to you a couple days ago.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. So I reached out again to who Pablo recommended. He'd definitely be interested in taking a look at our paperwork and taking a look at everything to see what him and his firm can do. He gave us a price. But the problem is he's all the way in Virginia Beach. I don't know if he'd be willing to do a Zoom call if we got to go into the office. But Mom and I are working that out at the moment. And another voyeur reached out to me today. I don't know how to interpret the call that he and I had, but the call was a very mixed bag, as in, let me just put it to you this way. The way he explained it is basically it's a no-win, no-lose for either side, that we both have equal standing, but the problems on their side of the case and the problems on our side of the case don't necessarily trump the other side. But, however, he did make clear that there's more problems on their side than it is on our side, and that's more likely going to be in the best interest for them to just go ahead and not pursue this and just settle it.
That was in your cards. And also, you're the blood heir, aren't you? And the other one is not full heir?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
So I guess tonight's reading is...
Which one? Or...
I guess tonight's reading is, who ultimately should I go with? Should I go with who you recommended and, you know, his firm handle it? Or am I still waiting for the call of the one that's supposed to... you know, take the case and fix it? Because at this point, I'm at my wit's end. My mom's at her wit's end.
Sure,
everyone else involved is at their wit's end. So we need the person who is supposed to just come to the rescue, fix this problem, and just fix it, like, immediately.
Now, the one that called you today, was it? I lost my question. Just a minute. Is he closer in location to you?
Nope. Still in the Virginia Beach area.
Okay, well, so then that is not a deciding factor, that part at least.
Would they have to travel?
Mm-hmm.
Or
would
they couldn't do it over video?
More likely they would have to travel, or we'd have to travel to them. Like, we'd have to either do a Zoom call or travel to them for them looking at everything, and then say it does go to court, you know, they got to travel to the courthouse in that county, so...
One thing, though, Damien, now, of course, this was many years ago. On a Thanksgiving weekend, the father of the child that I held custody for said he was taking him for Thanksgiving dinner, and he actually took him to Florida, across state lines and everything. And what happened is I hired an attorney in my hometown, and they had, what would you call it, like a satellite office or an affiliate.
They might have had some law firm in that area that they probably worked with, but you know, that might not be your case.
It never cost me an extra dime.
Be your case too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So let me see. You talk to him.
I would say, without doing the cards, and I'm just going to probably say the exact same thing he's already thinking. You're going to work out with the first one, Virginia Beach, where you really have, they haven't given you an opinion yet because they want to see your documents. I would say, there should be no reason, at least at this point, it can't be done electronically, because obviously they had to do many of these things in the past couple of years. So everybody in the legal world should be really good at this electronic thing instead of physical thing. So that should not be an issue. And if they, you know, you could send them stuff electronically, and ultimately if they really need paper copies, you can go get them certified and FedEx them and all that crap. So,
I mean, my God, you can buy a house over the internet.
Yeah, I'm just saying. I think ultimately you guys can work that out if that's the biggest issue. I guess you guys, once you get them the documents, then maybe they have to give you their opinion. That you know, obviously the one guy gave you his opinion, the one firm. And, you know, I don't know. Let's go back to Deb, because I'm just kind of thinking probably what Damien's already thinking. What do you got?
Well, right now, and did you mention Pablo when you spoke to him? Because they know each other very well. And Pablo holds him in very high esteem, professionally and personally.
And, you know, if somebody got recommended, they're going to want to work with you at least as much as they can.
He holds the highest potential right now.
Right now.
Right now.
Potential.
But he hasn't seen the paperwork yet or anything.
Right, yeah,
and,
yeah.
Right now, Beth, and the home. This is about a home, isn't it? A property.
Correct. Just say property.
Well, it's looking bright and sunny, connected to Chester or whatever. Forgot his name. But
Chester.
Yeah, not the molester.
Oh, I was about to say, oh, my God, isn't he the ice cream truck driver?
No, but your cards do look good connected to him. So if there was another one yet to come along, the cards would reflect that. First, they're saying, look into what Pablo's friend has to offer. It mm-hmm. looks like he knows how to rattle the cages of the opponent. Because there's a card here of, like, trying to make a lot of trouble in
the after they see the paperwork and see yeah. the angles of the case. I gotcha. Yep.
So maybe for right now, you might like to hang a little loose between the two.
I think he has no choice right
yeah,
now.
You
yeah,
do.
He is looking ahead, he said, yeah.
But I'm not seeing anyone new necessarily.
Right now.
Yeah. And that woman is here that promised you the list of recommendations.
No, she never came through.
No, but here's the thing.
That sucks.
She didn't know who to send you to after all. Because it shows here she's disappointed in herself.
Herself or her, maybe her colleagues.
Yeah, and maybe she did make a few phone calls on your behalf, you know.
And so she's embarrassed and wanted to just drop off the face of the earth and not contact you.
I'm still feeling very positive, and I'm not supposed to give any kind of...
Oh, there's no legal... And Damien knows, this is for all the listeners. Damien already, he's heard this disclaimer 4 billion times. So
still
this
seeing a bottle of champagne in that future.
Yes.
So,
yep. If it might get a little dusty, you can blow the dust off. Still pop it.
So I'm glad you called, though. I'm glad because I've had you on my mind wondering how are things progressing. So why don't you, if you have a chance, are you planning to have like a phone meeting with
Well, they're working it
them?
Out, remember? He said
yeah.
their mom's working it out with
them. Yeah, we're going to work it out. It would be me and my mom having to go because she's still a defendant in the case. So we're just making sure we got all the paperwork ready to go. So that way, you know, whenever he can get us in, whether we have to go in the office or by Zoom or whatever, we can just go do it one trip, do what needs to be done. He did give me a bit of a price quote, and it's more reasonable than what I was expecting. And when I ran the price by my mom as well, she's like, well, okay. But concern is,
yeah.
Well, I was gonna say just her main concern and my main concern is, you know, the plaintiffs have already put a bunch of money into this case and they've gotten nowhere. So the only thing we don't want to run into is, you know, what money we put in, we don't get back, and we get nothing in return for it.
Right. Yeah.
You know, this can get expensive real quick.
Right.
So we want to make sure when we put it out there, we find the right person, spend the right money at the right time, so it's done and done right the first time.
So you can't add your the legal fees to your case?
Probably could. That's just what he had given me as a price quote because he said, you know, what the hourly rate is, probably more likely what it would be just to go over the paperwork. And, you know, that seemed like a fairly reasonable price. And the price he quoted me before, you know, it would even go to court that we were looking at that price. And I was like, actually, in fact, you know what? That's actually cheaper than what it was for me to even get my administratorship of the estate for my lawyer's retainer before he even did any services. So that price, yeah, that's looking pretty good.
Looking good.
Personally,
yeah.
Without any cards, because I don't know, I don't squat about it, I would insist on the non-physical meeting at this point.
I would, too.
He can look over electronic
it's
paperwork without physically being there. You can see, you guys should be able to scan and send all that crap to him, all he wants legally. And if there is a point where it really needs to be a physical meeting, then you cross it. Right now, it should not be. That would really suck for you guys, go all that trouble to travel all that way. Hey, here's all this document. And then him say, all right. Thank you for the documentation. I'll look this over now and we'll talk. It's like, really? We should just have sent this to you electronically so you can digest it without us sitting at your desk.
Yeah, for making that trip, that's a waste.
And I think he'll be receptive to that.
I think he will be too.
With all the COVID times, they've been doing it for the past 2 years if they survived as a legal firm.
And then we'll look at both of these guys.
Yeah, and then we'll see. Yeah, definitely keep in touch. You know where to find us. We're not going anywhere.
Nope.
All right. But so far, what are they more indicating? More towards who you recommended or more towards the other guy? Like, who are the cards leaning more towards? At least I know where to prioritize.
More toward Pablo's man.
Yeah, right now, leaning for that, and you didn't see anything new right now on the horizon
I
yet.
Did not put any personal energy into this, like, oh, I wanted it to be Pablo's man. So I did not do that. It was whichever was going to come forward.
Yeah, because you don't gain anything.
Yeah.
No.
So, but yeah, you've got two possibilities here. And then you said there may be somebody else popping up.
Right now, she didn't see it, but that doesn't mean it won't pop up.
That's right.
In another day, 2, 3, 4 days, because, you know, you guys probably got a lot of feeling. You put a lot of feelers out there, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm excited for
all right.
you. So it's good that you call us.
Yeah, definitely.
I feel very invested in this for you. So when you come on my mind,
all right.
I'm always trying to send Damien,
positive
energy.
Especially, so, it's such a quagmire of crap, too, the whole thing. And I don't have to preach. He's the choir. I don't have to preach to him. But
it's like gambling. You know, look at the whole Johnny Depp thing. That was a real gamble out there. So.
Well, that was not this, but I understand what you're saying. It was big picture similarities, but nothing like this.
Okay, Damien.
Right.
Well, thank you for calling in, hon.
Yeah, thank you for being patient. You waited a while.
Yeah.
I will definitely be giving them a call tomorrow to see, you know, how we can work this out.
Yeah, I would kind of insist on the electronic thing. Just say, you know.
Especially, it's just a consultation.
It's very cumbersome to make this travel and bring you a bunch of documents that you've never seen before. That doesn't even make sense. Let's get you the documents to review it. And then you may not even want to talk to us in person, or you may say, I don't need to. I would insist on, let me get you everything you need electronically.
Well, and I only want to tell you that the guy Pablo referred you to, he said, this man has the most integrity I've ever seen. You know, in anybody involved in litigation.
Sure, and, you know, we've had COVID lockdown for the last not lately, but the last couple of years.
Yeah.
Every single law firm has learned how to operate electronically and remotely. They're full of poop if they don't know how to do it, unless they're a brand new firm, and that's still crap. All right, preaching to the choir.
And if you end up coming down here, let us know. We'll come out and have a cup of coffee.
Let us know. If you got to go down to Virginia Beach, we can definitely make a rendezvous.
Yeah, that would be nice, if you have the time.
If you got the time, we understand.
Okay, hon.
Well, we'll see how this works. We're just trying to make the best out of this bad situation. So I'll definitely keep that in mind, too.
Yeah.
Well, keep that in mind. Keep positive. I know that it's hard to after all this much. I will have a hard time, too, but. You got to, like, twist your own arm and say, you know what, you got to think positive, even though I'm just so sick of this dragging out for the eternity.
That energy alone.
For the eternity.
Can create a whole new reality, thinking positively. All right. Mm-hmm. Take care, my dear. And
right.
We have
take
others.
Care.
Yep. Thank you. We will.
All right. I'll be calling back whenever I can.
Okay.
Thank you.
Roger that.
Sounds good.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Take care, Damien.
Exciting.
It was kind of cool.
Yeah.
I mean, not cool. I feel bad for him. It's cool for us in the sense that we're on the outside, and he's kept us in this loop for a long time. So we're like, it's almost like there's somebody invests you in a big story.
It's still blown.
And if they disappeared and all of a sudden they never told you again, you'd be like, oh, my God, I never knew the ending. It's like watching a movie and then or a book, more like a book back in the old days, and then somebody took the book away and you can't find it.
It still blows my mind,
the others
dropped. Case.
Well, that's a big thing, and I'm sure that when they're going to make that emphasis to every single potential attorney, and they're going to, because that's, you know, when you tell an attorney, hey, they actually petitioned to drop the case, that's going to make them scratch their head and go, interesting. All right, we have another caller.
Wonderful.
We do indeed, and let me take a look. Let's turn the microphone on.
And we are...
Our next caller is 646, which is in the Big Apple State, Empire State, I should say, be correctly. New York, 646, you are next on the Psychic Love Doctor Show.
Hi, welcome to the show. What's your name, please?
Hi, it's Anna. Anna.
Hi, Anna.
Talked to her very recently.
How are you?
I'm good. No, I've never called in, so...
It's a different Anna. I wonder who the other Anna was now. Okay, anyway, let's go with that. Welcome, first-time caller.
You have an awesome voice for FM radio.
You sound like somebody else. But
seriously,
thank you.
I can hear her
thank
say.
You. Thank you very much.
And that was Nights in White Satin by...
It wasn't the Doors.
Oh, whatever, whoever it was. But you do, that's how you sound, very sultry. So, Anna, welcome to the show. And want to tell us a little bit about yourself or the situation you're in.
Right now, I am currently looking for work, and it's been, I feel like I'm being blocked spiritually. Even, you know, I pray every day, and I'm sending out my resumes, and, you know, I just feel like I need an opening, and I'm like, what's going on? And that's when I'm calling in. I said, you know, let me find out what's going on.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Very fascinating to me, and I would love to know, what is this block doing? Are you employed and working? Are you stuck trying to find a job? I mean, or is this about your personal life?
I think it's interconnected. I think you're right. There's nothing happening right now, so it's a little disheartening, because I've always prided myself in regards to being busy with work and school. You know, I've worked since I was 14, and, you know, even, like, after the height of the pandemic, I was able to, like, work two jobs, which I enjoy the industry very much, so. And, you know, right now I'm like, okay, what's going on?
Do you feel like you're at a crossroads, spiritually speaking? Like, what's worked in the past maybe isn't working anymore, and because I've just been trying to pinpoint where you are before we go forward, in a life coaching sense. So if you could describe it a little more, is it like there's a brick wall in front of you, or do you feel you've come to a dead end and you don't know which way to turn? Okay, gotcha.
Well, I feel I've been in my head and also writing down different ideas in regards to what I've always wanted to do,
yeah.
You know, in regards to my own business, which is fine. But at the same token, I'm like, I have bills to pay.
Mm-hmm.
And life is real. And, you know, even for, like, part-time work, I would always be able to, you know, land on my feet and just keep the ball moving. And so I'm like, I'm grateful for the time that I have to mull over, you know, okay, I need to do this, this, and this. But at the same time, I'm like, I need to work, even if it's part-time. I need that to help supplement what I really want to do. And that's, you know, it's crazy, because I'm like, this is never, it's never been this long.
Well, okay.
Okay, well, the cards are going
now,
down.
Please remember that these are quickie readings, that if this was something you want to delve into on a deeper, you know, more intensive level, I would need to do a session with you. So please don't think I'm being dismissive. As
no.
Tell you what's here.
Stand by for a bunch of noise. There we go. I had to do my Facebook thing. Go out.
You are perceptually, as I'm seeing it, you are in a period right now of extreme growth. All right. And remember, as a kid, growing pains felt awful. Everything kind of ached, but your bones were growing. And right now, you are going through a lot of it's almost as if you are, I'm seeing you as if you are climbing up a very rugged mountain and hoping like hell there isn't another mountain peak when you get to the top, because you can't really see what's over there. You are actually, and I'm just going to put it out to you plainly, you are approaching a huge breakthrough in terms of where you said this was all encompassing, including your work, your personal life. It's a huge breakthrough that's coming for you. And it's very likely that your work is going to, I don't want to say drift, because that seems like aimlessly. Your work is going to swerve.
Yeah, drifting does sound like there's no purpose. Yeah.
But swerve.
Its path is going to change. It's not a drift.
It's still going to be the same.
You have a path, but it's going to point a little bit differently, right?
Yeah, it's almost like when you watch, like, race cars going around a racetrack, and they hit that, what do they call it, Jim? You love races. The curve.
Okay, what about
it? Is that what it's called, the curve?
Turn. They call them turns in NASCAR. They probably, well, I don't know what they call them in another race. But
you
yeah.
are still essentially going to do what you're doing, but with a big shift. That is the swerve.
Yeah.
And right now, you do look like you are characterized in your cards as like hanging on your last nerve. Like, what in the world? Are you laughing because it's resonating and ringing true? Or okay. Well, you just stay, I'm hearing, stay steady with the course. And you'll watch and see that things are slowly going to transform you. Okay, gotcha. And watch. I see so much abundance coming. The thing is, a lot of times, seen it in my own life, seen it with my grown sons. It's as if the higher power says, okay, Anna, how much do you want this? You want it a lot, Anna. You're going to keep striving and you're going to not lose your relentless commitment. And I just see, oh my goodness. But we'll even go a year out next June. Yeah, you're going to look back, Anna, and be like, wow, I can't believe I've come this far. And it's not going to take a year. But the time frame is really, this is very unusual. The cards, what I'm hearing is, just a minute, Jim pointed at something, I lost my train.
It's production. It's a production. We must communicate. Sorry.
Yeah, I know.
No, we're talking with each other. Hang on. Stand by. She's trying to get her train of thought back. I kicked that train right off the track. Hang on.
Well, what I was saying, the timing is going to be up to you and your
timing.
Growth in the meantime. And literally, it's like going from A to, we'll say, Z. And Z is the point where you've accepted where you are. That it's not the big picture, but it's growth for you spiritually to have faith. Bingo, faith. And we could go into this more, but like I said, I can't do it right now. And I would love to know, though, Anna, how did you find us?
I looked on Blog Talk Live. I mean, I haven't listened to Blog since like maybe early 2014.
Wow. Now that, you were led.
Yeah, that's a big gap there.
So,
yeah, with all due respect.
Yes, well, thank you.
Oh, and that's cool.
No.
We ask because we're curious. We don't want to get new callers. We're just curious how they found us and whatnot. While we're doing the show, we are also broadcasting live on Facebook, and it's via this. Psychic Love Doctor show on Facebook if you're interested to watch the video so you can see us. It's up to you. Your call.
And
I will definitely
receive reminders.
Yeah, if you like follow, whatever the hell they call it on
follow
Facebook.
It on.
It's like Love Doctor show.
Well, they also have it on Blog Talk Radio. You can follow a particular
Yeah, you can follow
show.
On Blog Talk too if you're interested in more. Okay. We do several free reading shows a week. Mondays are through News for the Soul on Mondays, but the rest of the week it's on the Psychic Love Doctor show.
Yes, and we will
May
be
I
on
a question?
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm sorry, regarding what you mentioned, staying on course, staying on the path, and that's pertaining to work or just my life in general?
Your life. The whole thing. So I'll tell
Including,
you what, the producer is freaking out, saying we got to move on.
Yep.
Anna will be on again on Friday at 7 p.m.
No, it's probably going to be 8. There's some special event going on. Yes. We're going to be an hour later, but she'll post. We will post the day before.
It'll be 8 p.m. Friday and 7 p.m. Saturday.
Yeah, it's going to be different on Friday, but we'll make sure that we do the Blog Talk post on Friday.
And you or anybody who
cool.
might want a private session with me, go to psychiclovedoctor.com. And you can arrange even, like a 30-minute, 60-minute, whatever you'd like with me. So, yeah. Anna, thank you for calling.
Yeah,
your reading
you.
Was, whoa, very insightful. And I think we were meant to connect this evening.
It was meant to be, ma chérie.
Yeah.
Thank you. I agree. Hopefully
right,
that includes my love.
You know how
too.
To find us now. We don't hide, so you know how to find us. All right, we got to rock and roll,
thank
though.
You.
Like,
okay.
I'm kind of that bad guy producer guy she was talking about. So that would be me. So we got to rock, baby. We got to go.
All right,
hope
thanks.
Hope you call again.
Yes, take care.
Cool.
Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Well, that was a good one. I like that reading.
All right, and I'm going to let our next caller, because we have some Facebook folks that are rocking and rolling from UK. This is, I believe it's Christiana from 651. We got to give you a quickie, though. What do you got?
Okay. That's okay. I was just wondering about my coven again, because I'm having some issues. One person left. The other person isn't responding, so I'm just wondering if it's going to get better, if maybe I'll get new members.
Have you set up a special Facebook page just for that?
No, but there is, we have a group chat for both of us, or for
okay.
all three of us, but one left said
okay.
she got mad about my leadership, I guess, of the group.
Well, you want people that are going to be on board with you, okay? And I'm glad that you didn't relinquish your leadership. This is your, you know, your journey that they're on with you. You know, a lot of times when I join a group, I have to agree to certain protocols, stipulations.
Oh, there's a lot of them are, especially the ones that have been around for a long time, they have a lot of terms of service or whatever they decide to call it. Like she said, they have a thing. They have something you have to accept in order to be part
and
of it.
And that's just a Facebook group, right? Is that what you started?
Or whatever your
group
is.
It's a chat. It's just a
yeah,
chat.
Yeah, it could be
so.
Internet, blog, chat, or whatever. Typically, people
mm-hmm.
will have some kind of guidelines and bylaws so they can say, hey, you violated this and you agreed to it. You're gone.
Christiana, your cards say keep going. And don't let those ones that are, you know, weak in spirit or, you know what I mean, petty, picky, don't let them stop you.
Sure.
Let them go. It's not the right connection for you or for them.
All right. And when you start something new, you're going to have growing pains. You're going to be like, wow, I should have set this up. I should have done that. Okay, it's a growing pain. Lesson learned. I screwed up. I should have done this. I didn't, but now I will. You're going to have growing pains on anything.
Yeah. So I think Jim's right. Mm-hmm. Set up terms of service.
Yes. Do the best you can and don't beat yourself up. But don't beat yourself up.
Yeah.
If you said, oh, I should have put that in my term of service. Add it for the future.
Because you're tweaking.
Yep.
What you're doing.
Learn by doing. Learn on the fly.
Exactly. So I would love to stay with you, hon, but I can't.
It's okay.
All in all, I do see new members. I see some men wanting to come forward at some point, but you've only opened this to women, and good luck to you, hon. Good luck with that.
Yeah.
Okay,
well, thank you.
All right, honey, you take care, and hope we hear from you on our shows coming toward the weekend.
All right. Take care.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, and I'd like to thank her, even though I'm going to put her on mute.
Yeah.
She's there being the whole time,
right.
So that's cool. She's definitely always here with us. All right, and I just typed it in the room, so they're going to get it before I say it. Messenger folks, now is that time.
You want to call in?
First come, first serve, and I know they've been waiting. We got a couple of them, a couple of our UK folks. Teddy Sue is the Wiener.
Wiener.
Hey, there's
Hello,
Terry Sue.
Hello,
yep.
Here.
Yep.
Hey, well,
wait a minute. What?
How are you?
We're doing great.
Doing great.
Actually.
Thank
we
you
didn't
for
feel
being
good yesterday,
patient.
But...
Like I said, we extended the show a bit, so you're not going to get shut down here like after you speak. Hey, here's my question. Bang, shut down. You're good. We will not do that to you.
You're looking fantastic.
Fantastico. I don't think that's even a thing. But...
You look like...
Oh, early,
so. You've done a fabulous job. You really have.
Oh, it is Thursday there, is it not? It is.
Yes.
Thursday morning, bright and early.
Oh, yeah.
Indeed.
And you're up late.
Late or up early? Well, up late for her.
I went
Uh-oh, we're getting a little choppy. Let's see how this works out.
Yeah, we may.
Yeah, I woke up at 6 p.m.
Oh, okay. Did you?
I went to sleep at 6 p.m., oh. Sorry.
So you're ready to start your day.
Yeah, I got to sleep.
You get naps. You know, the human body, some people are, like, rigid on them, and some people just nap when they can and wake up when they can. Everybody's different. All right, what do you got for us, Terry?
Okay, what would you like?
So Friday, once in my life, I had an orb.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. I meant to get back to you, hon. I really apologize. And I know, are you going to ask me who is that?
Yeah, I want to know, but I'm confused by the colors because one was white and then one was blue.
Well, I'm going to have to confess to you, I used to have a member of our team who was very skilled at determining these things.
No, she had a little bit of the paranormal part of it. That's why. Because they're very common in paranormal videos.
And I am not.
She had an expertise in that. She had all the equipment, you know. I'm well documentary watching and read on it, but still, I mean, that kind of stuff, you have to be that person.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't speak of it either.
So I don't know that I could even touch that question for you. I'd love to.
You could look, but you can't guarantee she's going to see anything.
Yeah, I'll look for you.
She'll look, and then maybe she'll look around. If she doesn't see that, maybe she'll see something else going on in your life that she'll tell you about. It's worth a shot, right? Take a look. If you don't see it, just say, I don't see this, but I see this that you didn't even ask about. Which you see all the time in your own cards when you do them, right?
Other things, right.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, because you're so obviously skilled, like probably close to 40 years, but we don't want to start aging people how long you've been doing this. We don't want to age people. Her little intro says what, over 30, right?
Well, it was in 1980.
That's like saying, I've been doing this for over 2 years. Oh, that would be a true statement, but the real number is gigantic.
Oh, 82, she taught me. So do the math.
That'd be 40.
Oh, my God.
Cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching. That's what I was thinking. It's more like 40, but we don't have to say that because then people are going to do the math. Women hate the age thing. Oh, dear God, Lord Jesus. They hate the age thing.
That's when I had college.
I wonder if Terry Sue can turn off her.
I don't know if you can switch between video and audio or if you have to hang up and call back, but
I think
you would benefit from going to audio if you can. You can't do it, Deb. Don't mess with it. That's on her call. She made the call. If you can go to audio, it sounds like there's a data rate transfer problem here.
Is that better?
Oh, 100%. So somewhere between you and us and the bazillion places the internet goes around now, it is perfect.
I actually have insight that I can share with
you. She's got some info.
It came up right away.
That's cool.
Because I wanted to know, I wanted to know some info about the orb.
Right.
You said one was blue and
one was
white.
Yep.
Now, I don't know which is which.
Sure.
But the cards are saying, now, first of all, the building you're living in is a very old.
Say that again, sorry.
Okay. Are you living in a very old building?
Yes.
Well, even if she isn't, she's in England. So the ground would be very old.
That's true.
With human, yeah. But
well,
anyway, go ahead.
I don't see anything really extraordinary about these people, except that it's a couple that lived in that apartment. You have an apartment they loved living there, and they're not alive anymore.
Okay.
So they're very friendly. I see nothing bad around this at all.
Well, right at this point, if it's just orbs, that is nothing to be concerned about ever.
I don't know, can they take shape?
Well, you know, I watch a lot of the paranormal shows. They're not the crappy ones, the hoodoo ones, the good ones, and they talk to experts all the time.
Mm-hmm.
The orbs alone, you don't have to ever be concerned about orbs. Those things are all over the place, you know.
Yeah.
Those are not a concern. You're just curious. You'd like to know more about them because, you know, I think they're comforting. They're not there to cause harm or they would take another form.
Yeah, they would scare you.
Yeah, they would. They were just probably.
I just feel really peaceful.
Right, and a lot of people probably think, since they're harmless, that it might be
somebody they know from the past or relatives they've never met?
They likely lived there a very long time. And if you were interested in doing research, you might even be able to uncover some history of that building, even right on the internet.
Okay.
Yeah, or sometimes eventually you have to go to
the library
or city hall or a place of public place of records. If you get back far enough where that's not going to be on the internet, it depends how far you want to go.
I'm feeling that they were immigrants. They weren't natives to that area.
And there's a lot of that going on in their history.
Yeah, they came from elsewhere.
A lot of coming and going during all the invasions and stuff.
Yeah, so that's really interesting. I personally did not expect to get a response.
Yeah, but it never hurts to look, right?
And there, you see it. Wife, husband, home.
Yeah, I see that.
Mm-hmm.
But what is this area?
That's under what she's asking.
What is the general?
The wishing for knowledge.
Okay, that's cool. I've forgotten.
And
all
it came
this.
Right up. So
this ain't riding a bicycle, I'll tell you. I've forgotten all this. Yeah.
So yes, you are definitely amongst friends.
Okay, that's good to know.
And I think she kind of knew that already. Like
yeah, didn't
said,
you sort of have an idea they weren't?
She didn't really feel threatened, and.
Yeah. I was just like, oh, hello, you know.
Yeah, right.
Having business, I'm not really, you know, no hair stood up or anything. It was just a bit of a shock because the blue one was really bright. And
wow.
It was a different night. And it had gone around the side of my bed and then flew around the bottom of the bed.
Ooh.
Complete tears.
Exciting.
Yeah, and very, most commonly, most of the time that anybody sees them is on film.
Yeah.
99% of the time, the naked eye never sees them. But when there's
she
video recordings,
a couple
that,
of little clips.
Yeah, all the ones typically all it is the recorded video gets it, and there's a different lot of talk about that. We're not going to get into why that is, but yeah.
The next one I saw was on my live. I saw it at the corner of my eye, come between me and my mum, and there was an orb there. So I waited for the video to end, and I had to watch it back because I knew I'd seen something. And it was there, clear as day.
I'm glad you're not afraid.
The video is the best way
to
capture that stuff, which is easy to say because, who can predict when I need to start my video, you know?
Yeah.
Right.
Well, so glad you called.
It is, and thank you for waiting.
I'm off the bed now.
Yeah.
Yes, you are. And I bet a lot of people are that are also watching.
Actually, we're not far away from it either.
Not too far. Not too far. Not as close as you, but not so far.
So take care, my dear. It's always wonderful to hear from you.
Wunderbar.
And you keep up the good work you're doing.
I will do.
Keep on, keep on.
And say hello to the couple for us.
I will
do. All right, honey. We'll say goodbye now. We will see you soon. Bye-bye.
Right. Good nighty night on a UK Thursday.
This has been a cool night.
It has been, and unfortunately, folks, we have gone, we're beyond our show.
We love that.
We've extended a bit, but
unfortunately, the night isn't as young as
it was. We got things to do also, folks, and we know we have other shows, and we must say goodbye. We've had people that are still with us, a lot of people that are still with us.
Now, in a couple of weeks, things are going to change slightly. I'll be coming to you the same kind of as now.
Today is the 8th.
Yeah, each couple of weeks Friday.
So it'll be in 2 to 3 weeks. There's going to be some different format changes. Nothing that will really affect you guys so much. It'll just be different interaction that you'll experience. As well.
I will be in the state of Texas for 2 months. And with all these electronics around
us. Yeah, it's not going to affect your experience as much. It'll just seem different because there won't be somebody physically here with me.
Yes.
There'll be somebody there.
Yes, it'll be in the portal.
Yes, and we've done it before during COVID with other people. So it's not the first time, so we know we can do it. It's going to be good.
Yeah, it'll be...
It'll be fine. It'll be same, but different, like Elvis would say. Same, but different.
All right, everybody. Take care.
Okay, we're going to...
All be safe. Take us out.
After that,